Hello, hello, loved ones. How's everybody doing? We're doing great here at Casa de Mi Padre. We've got our ups and downs, but we remain hopeful and faithful. Our God is good, sovereign over all things. Very thankful because that gives us a lot of comfort. So I hope you all are doing well, and we really appreciate your prayers and your support. I'm excited to share this month's letter. I'm really excited to share next month's letter because actually this morning, our kids are out of school for Easter week. So we took our kids to a little place that had a pool and some little boats, some different things. We ate lunch and just had a good time with them. And the sweetest thing happened. A little 7-year-old girl, the newest child to our home, said the sweetest thing. And once again, it shows that God is moving through our love and compassion and care for our children. And anyway, I've already decided it's my next month's prayer letter. So you can hear about little Ashley. She was treated terribly, terribly, terribly. And very sad whenever she came to us, the way she was treated and how disconfident she was. But you'll see quite a turnaround. I think it's only been a few months. She'll grab your hand, kiss your hand, and kiss your arm just because she feels so loved and cared for. And that kind of has to do with what happened today. But it was a beautiful thing. One of those things that just fills your heart and makes you go, all right, I can make it through any of these tough times, any of the challenges or temptations that some of my kids are going through. I can do it. I can move forward. You know, sometimes whenever I get so stressed out in our work, about different things, decisions I have to make, future stuff, working with the government. I just go and play with the kids. I just check out. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go play with the kids. It always refreshes my soul. So, all right, brother and sister, I'm gonna jump into the letter. And we love you. We thank you for all your love and support. I ask you to keep praying for us. If there's any churches that would like us to come and share, we're gonna be coming to the U.S. at the end of April, going into May, and so we'd love to come and share at your church. Just get a hold of us. I'm going to start our March prayer letter, so God bless you, brother and sister. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor and glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Isaiah 61:3-4. To follow in Christ's footsteps and to let Him work through us to give beauty instead of ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning and a garment of praise instead of despair. For our God to rebuild the devastations of many generations, you must be in the midst of devastations, despair, and mourning. Or, in our case, invite all of these things into your home. Of course, this is not the case with every single child, but it is more often true than not. As you all know, parenting children is not easy. At least some of you have the hope of, okay, I just got to get through this phase with this child. Generally, we hope in the same way, but with 23 children in our home and 10 more in our advanced program, as soon as one child goes through something challenging, another may enter their own challenge or temptations. Or if it was like this last month, 5 young people and 1 staff member had their different trying times, and we had to navigate all of these things at the same time. Please pray earnestly for the young men and women in our advanced program. The late teen and early 20 years can be a tough time to navigate for any young person. But they are even more challenging for our young people who have been uprooted from their families. Temptations abound. Questions and decisions about choosing a schooling and career path loom large. Oh, sometimes it is all so overwhelming. But all we can do is set our eyes and our hope on our Savior and remember His promises. He came to restore. He isn't doing all this and hasn't provided in such generous ways for nothing. He has come to bestow on them a crown of beauty, the oil of joy, and a garment of praise. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins that have been devastated for generations. Oh Lord, would You continue to do this unrelentingly at Casa de Mi Padre? Father, please give us the love and graciousness to walk through these seasons with our children. Father, I pray that our staff and children would be strong and magnificent, distinguished for integrity, justice, and right standing with You when You are done with us. Do Your will, O Lord. We recently had two of our board members down here on different visits. It was so nice to be encouraged and challenged by both of them. The morning of writing this letter, we woke early before the sun and its warmth were out and sat together on a mountain ridge overlooking the property of the construction of the permanent Casa de Mi Padre. For a few hours, we spoke to the Creator of the earth and all its inhabitants. We petitioned Him for our needs and for one another. We asked the Father for the simplest of needs and for things greater than we could imagine. Nearing the end of our time, I was reminded by our dear friends that our steady hope is in Christ, the same Christ who is God, who has walked on water, the one who created the world, the one who put it into motion and has its end set in place. He is the one who is omnipotent, meaning all-powerful, omniscient, meaning all-knowing, and omnipresent, meaning everywhere at all times. How easily we often forget these basic and simple truths about our God. It was so reassuring to sit there and ponder these realities as we overlooked all He is preparing for our future at Casa de Mi Padre. As we were pleading for great needs, both physical and spiritual, one of our visiting board members said that for God, it's as if His will is already done. All that He has prepared and that He will do, it is finished to Him. We have great hope for this. Oh Father, please help us rest in these realities. And as we rest in these realities, we ask that You would drive us to do all that we can so You may continue rebuilding the devastations of many generations through us. We want to praise You. We want to be glorious examples of Your mercy and power. We ask that You would continually show us Your will for us and empower us to powerfully walk it out. All right, so in the past few months, we have felt that the Lord is preparing us for a new project in our mission of serving the kids and staff at Casa de Mi Padre. As we have seen powerful provisions from God over the last few years, our trust in Him has been growing, as has our knowledge that He is able to do even beyond what we can ask or imagine. We were recently asked by Shane and our board if we would consider taking on the task of raising funds and contracting the construction of the two smaller homes that are left to build here at the property of the new and permanent Casa de Mi Padre. Shane is in charge of the funding and current construction of the large central building with space for school, dining, and community space for all the kids, plus occasional mission groups, offices, and director's quarters. We have been praying that all the kids and staff of Casa de Mi Padre would be able to be out here on our new property as soon as possible, and that we wouldn't have to rent our current children's home and school buildings anymore. All the girls already live here in their family-sized home that was completed last year. They are doing very well in their new house, and we are so excited for the boys to be able to move into family-sized homes. We had been praying that the Lord would help speed up the construction process to make this possible, twice as fast as expected, maybe even three times as quickly. When our leadership asked us if we could help construct the remaining two family-sized homes, we were initially surprised. We hadn't even thought about it before. this would be a huge undertaking for us. But we've been praying, and we have seen God provide for large needs in unexpected ways when nothing in our own power seemed to be able to meet the need. We would love to see the construction completed as soon as possible. We told our leadership that we will take on this new task, trusting that if it is the Lord's will, He will continue to faithfully provide for this new need in our mission, as He has provided for all our other needs in our time serving Him so far. We got our first estimate for the cost of one of the new homes. $220,000 is what it'll cost. We will be getting a few more estimates from other companies, but we anticipate they will average around $200,000. We will share the final details of cost as soon as we settle on which company to choose. This first estimate was from a company that was recommended by some other missionaries as being a Christian-run business of integrity that gets the job completed promptly. They said it would take them about 6 to 8 months to build a home. This is about half or less of the time that it took to construct the other two homes already on the property. Please pray for the Lord's provision in completing the building of our permanent Casa de Mi Padre. All right, well, that's all for now, and we'll talk to you soon. In Christ, the Macaulays and the kids of Casa de Mi Padre. There you go, brothers and sisters. All right, I hope you're praying about that. If you have the financial means to be able to help, please reach out to us. Something else God's put on our heart, we're going to write letters to some churches. I've been part of older churches in the past that had been raising funds for programs to build their facilities greater and bigger and stronger. It seems like that was kind of our mission and our focus, less so going out and reaching the hurt and broken in the past in the U.S. And I think we're kind of making a change on that, where we're getting back to the center of the gospel. But I know of lots of churches that have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars sitting away because 20 years ago they were going to do a remodeling or some type of additions, and it's never come to fruition. So pray with us. If you can help us, please reach out, and we promise you we're transparent. If you want to see our finances, you are more than welcome. What people send to us and they designate it as, that's where the money is going. And we trust that God's going to provide for all those things. But pray with us also. We're going to send letters out to churches. If any of them have these reserve funds for things that never came to fruition, we're going to ask them to invest them into a kingdom work that will change the lives of children for many generations to come, will raise up the devastations of many generations from years past. And so we're excited. We know that God's going to provide for His will, and if He desires to do it, we believe He's going to answer these prayers to get things done in half the time. We didn't even think about that, but we had always prayed those prayers and kind of thought to ourselves, well, how the heck is that going to happen? Is God going to send some aliens and they're going to construct some stuff in the night, or we're just going to wake up in the morning and boom, it's already done? Well, you know, if Sarah and I take on half the project and Shane continues to finish all that He's already done here, gosh, you know, that's a way it can really get done twice as fast. So pray with us, brothers and sisters. We love you. Reach out to us. Had a supporter recently reach out with some prayer requests. Always want to remind you, the least I can do is be praying on your behalf. So brother and sister, don't feel free to reach out to us at MrColeMcCauley@gmail.com, MrColeMcCauley@gmail.com. We'd love to be praying for you. All right, God bless. Take care.